Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most.
Whether it's reactions,
matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about.
Your football talk, your way.
Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I am Josh Rountree, sitting in for Pomp and for Joe. This afternoon, good to have you along for the ride. Up next, we go out to the line and we welcome in Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 Eastern on the BetQL network and watch from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Fast Channel or Peacock. Nick Costos joins us now. Nick, good to talk to you. How are you, my friend?
What's going on, man? Hope Christmas is great for you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, and same to you. All right, let's get into it. Obviously, it's a big week of NFL football. We got games Wednesday. We got games Thursday. We got three games on Saturday, and then obviously the Sunday slate as well. But I want to start individually, Nick, in the NFL MVP race right now. I think it's pretty much come down to a two-man race, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. Who's ahead right now, and can that change perhaps in the final week of the season?
Yeah, so I think it's a great question. Josh Allen's ahead right now. He's minus 250, so like a pretty decent-sized favorite. Lamar Jackson plus 160. Worth noting, Allen was a much bigger favorite a couple days ago prior to, you know, the Bills almost losing to the Patriots on Sunday, and then Lamar absolutely nuking the Texans on Christmas Day. So here's kind of how I see it playing out. I think if Allen holds serve, so Buffalo wins the final two games, 10-point favorite at home against the Jets this Sunday, and then at the Patriots in Week 18 where the Bills will be at least a touchdown favorite on the road in that game, and Allen plays well in those games, like has decent statistical games, I think Josh Allen's going to win the award. You know, Lamar's got two already. There seems to be a sense of, you know, regardless of whether Lamar deserves it or not, because Lamar's been better than Josh, it doesn't matter. It feels like people want to give Josh Allen MVP this year. Kind of the way that felt like people wanted to give Travis Hunter the Heisman despite Ashton Jeanty, and I don't care, just saying, despite Ashton Jeanty maybe having better stats, it kind of feels like that. So if the Bills win and Allen plays well, I think Allen wins. But if you get into a spot the next couple of weeks where the Bills lose one of these games, if they lose at home to the Jets on Sunday, like, Lamar's the favorite on Monday morning. But again, the Bills are 10-point favorites, right? So now it's, what if the Bills win in the same manner they did last week? Beat the Patriots by three. Let's say they win by three. Josh Allen doesn't have a huge stat game. I think that's where things start to get a little hairy, and this becomes a little bit more than a coin flip. So I deal in terms of probability, right? Like, what's the most likely outcome? I think the most likely outcome is the Bills win comfortably the next 2 weeks and Allen wins, but there is definitely still room for Lamar Jackson to win this award.
Nick, it's Joel. I'm curious for your thoughts on Packers-Vikings on Sunday. I'm not sure how I can go against Minnesota. They've won eight in a row, and Green Bay on shorter rest.
Yeah, I think it's like an awesome game, obviously. And I think really kind of like the way that people want to play this game depends on how you view these two teams and the balance of power in the NFC. Because for a while now, I've been operating under the supposition that there are three elite teams in the NFC. The Lions, the Eagles, and the Packers, which is not meant to be any disrespect to Minnesota, listeners of my show, and I come on the show every Friday. I've been betting the Vikings basically every week. They cover every week. They've been great. I have Kevin O'Connell to win Coach of the Year. Sam Darnold might win Comeback Player of the Year. It's not an anti-Minnesota thing. I just think the Packers are better. I think the Packers are a step above, a tier above. Like, I think Green Bay's ceiling is way higher than Minnesota's. Now, I'm looking at the practice reports from yesterday, guys, for Thursday. Christian Watson, Green Bay's like vertical threat wide receiver. He got hurt on Monday in the win against New Orleans. He has not practiced yet this week. And I'm curious what his practice report is going to be today. If Watson does not play, it eliminates like a huge factor in this Green Bay offense, where Watson's downfield presence opens up so much underneath. So I like Green Bay in the game. I want Christian Watson to play in order to make that bet. But I do think the Packers are a step ahead of the Minnesota Vikings this season.
Nick, looking at the NFL slate tomorrow with the three games on the Saturday schedule, the big one I think that Pittsburgh fans will be paying attention to is Broncos, Bengals, Cincinnati still with a chance to get in. When you start diving into that, what are some plays that you like in Broncos, Bengals? What stands out from that matchup between Cincy and Denver?
Yeah, I like the Broncos. Point spreads 3.5, easy bet for me on Denver. I think the Broncos are going to win. And obviously Steelers fans should be rooting for Denver, because you want the Bengals knocked out of the playoffs heading into week 18 next week, make it a little bit of an easier game. And the Steelers need that definitely with the way the last couple weeks have gone. I've been saying this for a while now. And like, since he's to their credit, they have done their part and gotten to this point and have won these games in a row here. Their defense is absolutely atrocious. Like, I don't want like that fact to get lost in the wins recently and how good Burrow and the offense have been. The defense is terrible. I think Bo Nix and company are going to carve them up. Since he's going to be without two big players on their defensive line in Hubbard and Rankins, I think this could be an Estime game where Estime has success on the ground, Cortland Sutton down the field. So I really like the Broncos here. +3.5 is a bet for me on Denver. I also think the Broncos will win the game. As far as yardage props go in that game, Chase Brown is basically playing 100% of the snaps for Cincinnati in their backfield since Zach Moss went down. And he's awesome. And we see the Broncos basically every week give up the production to running backs in the passing game. Think Gus Edwards last week. Think Hassan Haskins last week in that Thursday night game. Chase Brown's receiving yards prop sitting at 27.5. I'll go over Chase Brown receiving yards. Give me the Broncos plus the points. And I also think the Broncos will win tomorrow in Cincy.
Nick, the game before that Denver-Cincinnati game is Chargers-Patriots. So for the Chargers, if J.K. Dobbins, who's questionable, if he were to play tomorrow, but on limited snaps coming off of injured reserve, would Kamani Vidal at +225 be worth a look for an anytime touchdown?
Well, I love the way you're thinking. That's how I bet anytime touchdowns. When you have like a running back by committee, you bet the guy at the longest odds. Now, I would actually say, and I'll bring this up here just so I can give you a really accurate answer. Instead of Kamani Vidal, like, why don't we bet Hassan Haskins to score a touchdown? If the thought is that like Dobbins is coming off of injury and someone can score a touchdown in that backfield, let's see, Vidal is +225, Haskins is +750. Bet Haskins instead, get a better price. And he scored last week. So that would be my recommendation. As far as the game is concerned, we have seen betting interest here on the Patriots throughout the week, which does not make a ton of sense to me. I can be wrong, but obviously a game that the Chargers need to have, trying to make the playoffs. Maybe the thought is that, you know, without Gus Edwards and Dobbins coming off of injury, can the Chargers win by margin? I think they can, and I think they will. I like the Chargers a lot. I think the point spread in the game should be closer to a touchdown. I bet 4. The point spread's still 4.5. If people want to wait, I would wait if you like the Chargers. See if it goes back down to 4. If it doesn't and it goes up to 5, you lose nothing. Games rarely land 5 in the NFL. So if you like the Chargers, wait to see if it goes down to 4. That is my play in the game. I like the LA Chargers laying it.
Nick, last thing for you. The news coming out today, this afternoon, this morning, I guess, that Kenny Pickett likely will play at quarterback for the Eagles on Sunday, his first start since he was a Pittsburgh Steeler. So there's some interest here locally, I'm guessing, in that Eagles-Cowboys game Sunday. With the news on Pickett,
he stinks.
How does that affect that game between the Eagles and the Cowboys and the betting lines and all that?
Well, it makes me a little sick because I feel like I'm going to have to bet the Eagles at some point, and I don't want to bet on crybaby Kenny Pickett, who cried his way out of Pittsburgh because he didn't want to compete with Russell Wilson like a real baby, and now he's the backup in Philadelphia, and he's happy there. God bless him, I guess. So here's where we're at now. Eagles are a 7-point favorite. We are expecting Kenny Pickett to play. For people that missed it yesterday, the Cowboys yesterday shut down CeeDee Lamb for the season with his shoulder injury. So no CeeDee Lamb here for Dallas. It matters a lot. Not just because he's awesome, but the downgrade from him to the next best receiver on the Cowboys is significant. This isn't like Cincinnati where like Jamar Chase goes out and you have T. Higgins. This would be, it's like Pittsburgh when George Pickens goes out and here's Van Jefferson. Like it's a huge downgrade here. So my sense is that we will see Dallas get bet a little bit as we approach Sunday. I think the right point spread in the game is 7. So like with Jalen Hurts, like for instance, I make the game like 11 with Jalen Hurts playing. I think the Eagles would be more than a 10-point favorite. So I think going all the way down through 10 down to 7, I think is fair, especially with CeeDee Lamb out. If Dallas gets bet any more and this goes above, like below 7, Philly minus 6.5, immediate bet for me on the Philadelphia Eagles. If the point spread goes up to 7.5, you could tease Philly down from 7.5 to 1.5 in a 6-point teaser. We could talk about some other legs to pair them with if you guys want, but that's how I'm playing the game. It's Eagles or nothing, but I am not looking to lay 7. I would like to lay 6.5 with Philadelphia.
Nick, I do have one more question for you when we start looking longer term right now with the NFL. You know, I'm sure Kansas City is a good betting favorite right now, but they're trying to go for 3 in a row, and that's super rare. Where is, like, the value pick for a Super Bowl champion if you're looking here with 2 weeks left in the regular season? Who is a team that you're looking at and saying, you know what, there's good value there, and they're a team that could really net a lot of return if they can maybe make a run?
Well, value is like an interesting word, right? Because it's almost like you're setting me up and I understand the question. I respect the question. It's like, give us a long shot that you think can win. So let's pick a long shot, right? Okay, Green Bay.
Right.
You bet $100 on Green Bay to win the Super Bowl. You lose $100 because they'll get there and lose to Kansas City. honestly, the valuable bet is Kansas City. Like, I hate to say it, that Kansas City's the favorite. I don't know. You guys are in Pittsburgh. You watch them on Christmas.
It's that strong. It's that strong for Kansas City right now that it's
okay.
You're wary going anywhere else, essentially.
So let's play it out. I'll ask you guys this question. I don't have to be right. So I'll ask you guys this question. Do you guys think that either Baltimore or Buffalo can go into Kansas City and win?
Yes.
Like, do you think that that's possible?
Yes, I do.
Which team would you say
I think either of them can, but I would actually lean towards Buffalo because I think Josh Allen, his play has just elevated to an even more insane level this year. I'm not saying that that's an easy game, and I don't know that I would probably stay away from betting in this situation on that to happen because it is Mahomes and Reed on that other side. But I do think that both of those teams have a chance to go to Kansas City, given the tight, lower scoring games that they've played this year. I think both of those teams, I would give them a respectable chance to go into Kansas City and win.
So I think like your answer to this question will really depend on like how you see these things playing out. Does Kansas City get knocked off before the Super Bowl? Who knocks them off? Who do you like to win the AFC? As far as the NFC goes, I think there are 3 teams that can win the conference. Detroit, Philadelphia, and Green Bay. Like, I don't think Minnesota's upside with Sam Darnold just to win the conference. So, you know, let's say it's Bills-Lions rematch in the Super Bowl. Buffalo obviously got them a couple weeks ago like at Detroit. I would love Detroit in that game if they played again. So, like, Lions would be my thought there. I think if the Packers get there, I think they set up as the perfect Super Bowl loser. Like, inexperience, get to the Super Bowl, like, win the NFC, and lose to whoever comes out of the AFC.
Yeah.
I think if Philly gets there, I think that any of these teams in the AFC beat the Eagles. I don't like Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City all beat Philly. I don't think Philly's passing offense has the upside to beat any of those teams. So I think kind of like, I would encourage everybody to kind of play it out in your head. Like, I think it's as easy, and I can be wrong, I think it's as easy as Kansas City beats everybody, and the Chiefs just win in the end. But if you think Kansas City gets tripped up, then I think you play out what the Super Bowl matchups are. And also, like, people's buckets can be bigger than mine. Maybe people think Minnesota can get there. Maybe people think that, like, the Steelers in Pittsburgh, maybe, I don't think the Steelers can, but maybe you think the Steelers can get there. Maybe the Texans can get hot. Maybe the Chargers with Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh. Like, my teams are AFC, like, to get to the Super Bowl, Kansas City, And in the NFC, Detroit, Philly, and Green Bay. And then do I think any of those teams can beat the Chiefs? My answer is no. So I would give you Kansas City as the answer.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Nick, appreciate it. Great stuff. As always, thanks for joining us. And yeah, appreciate you taking some time, man.
You got it. Happy holidays, everybody. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck, and a happy new year.
All right. Thanks so much. That is Nick Kostos, the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Bet Kansas City, basically. They're the favorite. They've won it twice. Go with the favorite.
I was just looking. They are plus 175 to just win the AFC.
Wow.
I know.
I was not impressed with them at all this year, even though they were 14-1 coming in. And then they did what they did to the Steelers, and I thought,
are they back to form in December at the right time?
They might be a problem now.
Kind of the opposite of the Steelers, where they're sinking in December. Yep. Did Kansas City just get hot in December?
They showed me something in that game where I thought, damn, they might win this whole thing again. And it's because, honestly, more than anything, they out-scheme everybody. They just find a way at a certain point in a game when they need it, they out-scheme you. It's, and look, a lot of it is Mahomes. Mahomes is great. He makes ridiculous plays. I mean, that flip to the running back, that's stupid. To Pirine, it's stupid. It shouldn't happen, but he does it. But they're the perfect combination of great improvisational quarterback meets unbelievable play caller. And it's just, they're so in sync and they're so on the right page at all times that you just feel hopeless in a way because you know that they are just better than you at scheming football. I don't know that they're more talented than some other teams. I don't know that they're more talented than Baltimore. I don't know that they necessarily have better quarterback play than what the Bills have. Mahomes is great. Josh Allen's going to be the MVP, though. Lamar Jackson's going to finish second, not Patrick Mahomes. But am I betting on either of those guys to beat Mahomes? I wouldn't touch it. I think they could, but I wouldn't touch it. And that's where I get where Nick's coming from right there. If you're looking at, you know, value and long shots to win, and you start thinking, all right, well, but can any of those teams, and Green Bay is the team that comes to mind. You and I talked before the show today. I think Green Bay is really, really good. I think they might be the best team in the NFC, and I think they might make the Super Bowl. But when they get there, do I think Green Bay is going to beat Kansas City? No. Do I think they're going to beat Baltimore? No. Do I think that they're going to beat the Bills? No. And do I think those other teams are going to beat Kansas City? I do, but not enough to bet it. Like, I don't think Kansas City makes the Super Bowl this year. At least I didn't until Wednesday. And then Wednesday has this doubt sort of flooding my system now that maybe they're just going to go do it again. It's not going to be easy, though. Like, I think Buffalo is the team. That's my team to beat right now in the AFC. I know they didn't play well against the Patriots, but I don't know. There's just something about, and their defense has been leaking a little bit here. There's just something about Josh Allen. It feels like he's uber locked in right now, and this could be the year for them.
You're waiting on that, like, special year from Buffalo, and maybe it's a Josh Allen MVP is what it finally takes for this team to reach that hump and get into the Super Bowl. It sure is looking like it could potentially be that. They just got to win games, and maybe a Josh Allen MVP is going to be that last thing that gets them over the edge.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted and plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. Take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dive back into our six-pack, which we have been slowly but surely sipping on here over the last hour. So we'll dive back into that as we head towards the 1 o'clock hour and then get ready for the PM team coming up at 2 o'clock as well. I'm Josh Rountree. I'm in for Pomp and for Joe. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.